We'll do that in a minute.
We'll figure that out. It's been a rough day.
Yeah, it's been a rough February, really.
Oh my God, it has been a rough February.
But guess what? We're ending it, and we're starting your birthday month.
Birthday month!
And,
very excited.
So for our given birthday months, we are doing topics in which we really like. So this was a very hard one for me because, so Miss Betty, which by the way, sorry, Revolution Rosies is the name of this
podcast. Hey guys, it's Revolution Rosies. How you doing?
And this over here is Betty, and Hi. This is the reason we're doing this month, the way we're doing this month is Betty LaRue's birthday month.
And to my right in the bed with me is Miss Vivian Vega.
We're snuggle casting in our jam jams.
And our jam jams and our animal
yes.
Slippers, which you guys can't see, but...
They will. They will. She's got kitty cats, I got little corgis, and I got bare hands. I brought gloves. Because Miss Betty is a hardworking businesswoman type,
I came home in, like, a blazer and, like, a blue dress.
She was fucking working
very
it.
Very busy, businessy today.
Yeah, she had a very busy, stressful day at work. So today we are having fun and we're having some drinks and we're going to talk about boss ass women CEOs.
Yeah.
I strayed a little from the path. I do apologize. I had initially planned on doing the creator of, the inventor, like I wouldn't say inventor, but the creator of the Barbie doll.
Ooh.
And that's who I was going to pick, but I had to change it a little bit for like my own.
Okay, no. I'm down. I'm excited.
I can't latch on to Barbie. It's just not...
I was a Barbie girl.
Yeah, like, I had Barbies, and I always made them, like, make out. It was bad.
I mean, I made them make out, absolutely, but I also built all of their houses and...
Oh, I had a Barbie dream home, and it had an elevator.
See, I had none of that, but I did have a bookshelf that I turned into a Barbie mansion, and then when I started getting older and growing out of actually playing with them, I would set them up in little scenes. So for Christmas, the whole house would be set up for Christmas,
and
Mrs. Barbie would be in the kitchen, like, making cookies, and Mr. Barbie would be
It's Mr. Barbie and not Ken.
Yeah. Fuck him, he knows he's Mr. Barbie, but he'd be, like, sitting in the living room watching football, and the kids would be in their beds. It was a very, like, you know, like, growing up in a small town kind of idea of what the holidays is, which is, like, your mom's cooking, your dad's watching sports, which is funny, because my dad doesn't watch sports.
Good for him.
Yeah, he just doesn't. He doesn't care. My mom loves football. She loves...
Weird.
Yeah, she loves the Buckeyes. Which is weird.
That is weird. It doesn't seem like
her my
character.
Mom. No.
Yeah,
no, but she's a big old Buckeye fan.
Well, okay. So before into that, though, we do have to do our news stories of the month.
Yes.
So recently, the Oscars were on.
Yes.
Did you watch them?
I did not.
Okay, I did, and there was a category, documentary of the year, best documentary. And the winner of that, was, I'm going to butcher the fuck out of their name, so I don't want to say it, but the winner of it was, a documentary called Period, End of Sentence.
Ooh,
so
that's exciting.
This was made, by two women, and again, I will butcher the names. So I think it was, Reka Zarabichi.
I think you're doing it right. Maybe.
There's so many letters in that
name.
So
many letters.
And then the producer was Melissa Burton, which I know how to say that one.
Yeah.
So here's what was said. I can't believe a movie about menstruation just won an Oscar.
That's so amazing, though.
And then the producer said, a period should end a sentence and not a girl's education.
Yay!
So, Period, End of Sentence is a documentary it's a short. It's a documentary short that focuses on the menstrual taboos of girls and women living in a rural village outside of Delhi, India. And it highlights how stigma has forced many girls to drop out of school.
That's insane!
Yeah, it prevents them from worshiping at temples and blocks them from gaining access to basic sanitary products.
That's fucking crazy.
It's insane.
That is insane. I need to watch that. It's called...
Period. End of sentence.
All right.
Yes. It's available on Netflix. So if you have Netflix, take a look. It just won an Oscar. And it's a short documentary, so it's not one of those long, drawn-out ones. But I feel like it is important.
That is very important. It's very cool. That is fucking awesome. I need to watch that. Yeah. That's insane. I mean, like...
You don't think about that kind of stuff.
No, and to be honest with you, as an adult, so, like, as a child, I was very, like, conservative, sheltered type thing, and my mother didn't, like, quite go over all the things about periods that I think she should have or could have with me, and, you know, of course, I didn't get taught it in school, and so now, as an adult, and I'm learning all these things, I'm making sure that I'm really open and talking to my friends and talking to even my coworkers about what's happening with my body.
Yeah.
And making them feel comfortable where they can talk to me.
Yeah.
And I found that a lot of my coworkers will just, you know, straight up tell me, you know, and it's fine because we make it seem like such a taboo thing. It's not. Yeah. And then when you get to talk about it, you can find out that certain things that you think aren't natural or normal, they are normal. And then you can actually find out, like, if you should be worried at any certain time. And you feel more comfortable and confident talking to, like, your doctor if you make it comfortable to talk in everyday life. So,
exactly right. I mean, I started my period in, like, fourth grade.
That's awful.
It's insane unheard of. My sister was also an early starter.
I was going to say, my sister was fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah, my sister, I think, was fifth grade, but I mean, I didn't even tell my mom for the first whole month that I was on my period, because I, being in fourth grade, only thought, oh shit, when people start their period, they're pregnant.
Oh, because you were in fourth grade, you had no clue.
I didn't know.
You had no clue.
I didn't know. I was like, oh shit, I must be, and I can't tell my mom. I'm like nine. I can't, you know, I can't tell my mom I'm pregnant.
Do you want to know when I started my period? So me and my mom were in this huge.
Oh, my sister was on vacation with us at the beach.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's even worse.
And you're like nine. Like,
she was like, yeah, 10 or so. Yeah. At the beach. And you're not going to shove a tampon in at that age.
You're not. You're not ready for that. No, you're barely ready for pads.
Mm-hmm. I know.
No, my mom and I were in, like, a huge argument. And we were just fighting and screaming.
It's because you were PMSing.
And then my mom was like, have you started your period yet? Have you started your period yet? And I was so mad at her because I was like, how dare you? How dare you? And I literally went to the bathroom and I was like.
And you started, she knew. She could smell it.
She was like.
She's some sort of blood witch.
I'm pretty sure something in your brain snapped. And it must have been. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she called it.
For her.
She called it.
Because
I was so mad. I was so mad because I was in the bathroom. And then I was like, Mom.
Where's that timer?
Oh, right. Sorry.
I just want to see it so I know.
No, we're good. We're doing all right.
Fine.
Okay. So anyways, periods. Also, if you want to learn anything about periods and hormonal things, I would highly suggest Big Mouth. It's not even about learning. It's about being like, oh my God.
Okay with it.
You're like, this is exactly what it's like growing
up. I read
up.
A book. I can't remember what the book was. But
Dear God, It's Me, Margaret.
No.
I said that one where she has to like wear a sweater.
That was not what I read. No, it had like very graphic pictures of like how to put tampons in. And like,
was it the instruction manual that came with the tampon?
That's it. That's the one.
That's what my vagina looks like. An instruction manual.
Yeah, no. So after I started my period, my mom gifted me a book. And it was a really cool book. And I wish that I knew the name of it. But it was like kind of cartoony looking drawings. But it was, I mean, it was good for the age in which I was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're good.
But, so yeah, period, end of sentence.
Period,
on Netflix.
End of sentence. And, I want to check that out.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but, oh, another news story. Not really a news story, but have you checked out, Russian Doll yet on Netflix?
Okay, I've started watching it.
Oh,
I've only seen
God.
About yeah. the first episode, and I think I barely started the second episode.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It looked really good. I love that actress.
Whole team of writers is all women.
Really?
And she's the producer.
Natasha,
what is her name?
I don't know. I just know that she was in But I'm a Cheerleader, and I fucking love that
and
movie
also,
so much.
And also Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
And she's dating Fred Armisen for some weird reason.
Fred Armisen.
And he was in SNL. He's in Portlandia.
Like, the main guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Ooh, that's a...
It makes sense, couple. Though, doesn't it?
Yeah. At first, you're like, that's weird.
That's exactly my reaction, too. Casey was like, oh, she's dating Fred Armisen. And I was like, really? No, that kind of makes sense.
No, actually. I get that now that I'm thinking about it.
But yeah, the entire writing team is all women.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Every single person involved is, like, a woman.
That's amazing.
So, it's... That's another amazing show. You should totally watch it. We just binged the shit out of it.
I'm going to have to do that because I started so it. Good. I started it. I just didn't finish it.
So good. All right. Let's get into our stories.
Okay. Yes. Actually, yeah. Because we are actually doing the thing where she's going to start telling her story and then next episode will be me telling my story.
That's exactly right.
So we're going to get into Vivian Vega's boss ass bitch.
That's exactly right. And she... is and isn't. So this is a very weird one. So she kind of is a CEO, but kind of is not.
Did she at any point in her life wear kitten heels and shoulder pads?
I'm going to say maybe not shoulder, well, maybe shoulder pads. I don't know, but definitely kitten heels okay, were
good.
Worn.
We're good. We're good.
Because it was wartime. So it's a little
then
bit.
She probably wore shoulder pads. 40s?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. There were shoulder pads in the 40s.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, I don't know fashion like you do. I am doing Virginia Payne. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
I hadn't either. And I am a little surprised by it. Virginia Payne was... Do you want to know what she did or do you want me to wait and surprise you?
Tell me what she did.
Okay. She is an American actress that was only on radio and stage.
Ooh, cool.
Yes.
I like how you definitely pulled in a Vivian twist on this one. Uh-huh.
Yes. Because I was like, okay, she is, you'll see. Anyways, so Virginia Payne was born December 7th, 1909. In Cincinnati, Ohio.
Whoop, whoop, Ohio.
She's heart of it all.
Cincinnati's.
Well, the Ohio is the heart of it all because it's shaped like a heart. It's fucking stupid. It doesn't matter. If you're listening from anywhere but Ohio, you'll be like, oh, okay. But if you're listening from Ohio, you're like, fuck off. Anyways. so she went to school at the Schuster Martin School of Drama in Cincinnati, and she ended up getting her master's from the University of Cincinnati. I almost went there.
Oh, cool.
For musical theater.
Very cool as well. I wish I would have went to college for musical.
I could be wrong about this, but at the time that I was applying there, the Mary Poppins of Broadway went to school there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes. Anyways. They really bragged about that.
They were like, Mary Poppins of Broadway went here.
Yeah, when I went to...
Like, the one that was
so it was when Mary Poppins was first, like, on Broadway. Like...
Gotcha.
2006, 2007, when they first brought it on. And it was, the first Mary Poppins on Broadway kind of revival thing. Anyways, when I went to audition, they were like, oh, did you know that blah, 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 I went here? It's like, I don't... Come on, just let me audition and get out of here. Anyways, I didn't go there. Anyways, her degree was in literature, not theater. We keep doing this where we get people who are like, I'm going to get my degree in astrophysics, and then they become like Carrie Fisher.
But let's be honest, that's college in general.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's just college,
you
guys.
Go in thinking you're going to be something else, and then it's completely different.
And then you get a different degree, and then you get a job in something completely other than that, because degrees are shit.
Degrees don't mean anything, unless they do for you, and congratulations.
I mean, if you're a...
If you went to law
degree,
school and you are an attorney, good for fucking you, because you're, one in the... Very few.
If you went to medical school and you're a doctor. If went to science school and you're a scientist.
If you went to science school.
And you're a scientist.
Oh, anyways, damn.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, damn. So, after graduation, she began to work at a broadcast. A broadcast radio network.
sorry.
This particular radio network was owned at the time by Procter & Gamble. who's still around.
Yeah, they're still around.
Gamble, and they wanted...
they're one of those secret monopolies that you don't know about.
You know where you don't think about it. You know where their headquarters is? It's here in Ohio, and it's in the most random fucking spot. We drive by it every time we go up to Defiance, Ohio, and up to, over to, I don't know where Defiance is.
Around about Defiance.
In the area in
Wait,
which
Defiance?
We are. It's up and over, right? It's up and over.
Yeah, it's not... I want to say it's not far from where I'm from, because I know we played them in high school.
You drive past where you're from to get there.
Okay, then it's up and over.
Up and over.
Up and over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, Procter & Gamble's out in the middle of the boonies. So they wanted a new show on the air, mainly to promote their new product, Oxydol detergents. And I don't know if that's for dishes or for clothes, because in those times, it kind of went across
Could
the
board. Could have been both. Oxydol.
Oxydol. Oxydol?
Oxydol?
Oxydol.
Oxydol?
Who the fuck cares? Anyways, so they took interest in a cartoonist who was the creator of a comic strip called The Puddle Family. His name was H.J. Tuthill?
Tuttle?
T-U-T-H-I-L-L. Tuttle? Tuthill.
Well, it just says sorry next to it.
Oh, because I say, sorry, The Bungle Family. The Puddle Family was actually a program on the station called WLW that aired in 1931. So he was the creator of a comic strip called The Bungle Family, but The Puddle Family was something he wrote. It was like a sitcom kind
Another
of.
Another thing that he had done.
Yes, it was a sitcom that was on the radio. But The Bungle Family was basically The Puddle Family and a comic strip version.
Got it.
I don't know why I'm talking so much about H.J. Tuttle. Felt like it was important to put on here. Anyway, old H.J. Tuttle said, fuck off to Procter & Gamble unless he gets big bucks. And they were like, we don't have big bucks. We're still new.
We're just Procter & Gamble. It's not like... We
it's
should,
not like
here,
later on we're going to
have these stocks. We promise they'll be worth something someday.
It's not like one day we're going to own everything that you put on
Seriously,
your body.
Seriously, just give him one
face.
Stock and he would have been paid for a lifetime. Anyways.
But that did not happen. So
that's why I don't have Bitcoin.
So Procter & Gamble came back and they were like, okay, well, we own this like radio station. Let's just ask some in-house writers to see what they can come up with to create a new show. And one of those writers was our girl, Virginia.
Go, Virginia, go.
Which, first of all, is cool for that time.
Yeah, that they were like,
that they
hey,
had a woman writer.
That's, I mean, what year was this? 1930?
31.
That's insanely cool that they had a woman writer.
So she pitched an idea off of this character that she kind of created theatrically called Ma Perkins.
Ma Perkins?
Ma Perkins.
Ma Perkins.
And it was an instant smash. The show itself was called Ma Perkins. It was considered to be a soap opera. So I kind of think of it as like a dramatic Mama's Family.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was.
Right? It's got to be. So Ma Perkins.
Open up my next White Claw.
Yes, today we are drinking White Claw.
White Claw.
In 1957, Time Magazine said of Payne, this is kind of a longer quote, but they said, it was the 25th anniversary, by the way, 1957 was the 25th anniversary of Ma Perkins. So, like other daytime heroines, Ma neither drinks, smokes, takes snuff, or has an affair with men. Unlike Ma... Cincinnati-born Virginia Payne, 47, has never been married, downs an occasional whiskey sour, and makes up to $50,000 a year, which in 1957...
That's, first of all, is insane.
And now...
I would love to make up
right?
the
Right?
But also, let's just say, like, are they trying to, like...
No, okay. They kind of are on... I think they were kind of making her, like, nah,
she's
cool.
She's kind of a cool badass.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
More than any other actress in daytime broadcasting... her present writer, she had 10 in the past, lived on the Riviera for 2 years, now counts his money in Cape Cod. A devout Roman Catholic with a master's in literature from the University of Cincinnati, Virginia sheds Ma's vocabulary of aunts, folks, and landagoshins with ease.
Landagoshins.
But insists on making personal appearances in wig, makeup, frumpy clothes, and spectacles. Though I often feel like a great imposter. That's a quote from her. She is an accomplished pianist, lives alone in a posh East Side Manhattan apartment decorated with Duveen collected
oil. Wait a goddamn minute.
What?
Is this the woman that the character from The Marvelous Miss Maisel was created after? Have you seen The Marvelous Miss Maisel?
Yes, but I don't think so.
Not
She wasn't
Maisel.
Like a comedian. Oh.
Not Maisel. The woman Sophie that she pisses off.
Oh, I don't know that much. I've only seen like two episodes.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I know, like, guys, back me up on this. It's definitely the character that she was created after, I swear to
really?
God.
Really?
Keep going.
Okay. She collected oil paintings, accumulates antiques, and grows roses. Two varieties have actually been named after her.
Holy fucking shit. Holy fucking shit.
That's cool.
That's insane. Yeah, no, that's so cool.
So, she continued to Ma Perkins for 27 years. And even when she was 24 years old, her contract wouldn't allow her to be seen in public without old lady makeup.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not kidding you.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God. You know how, like, I don't know, old Hollywood and all of that just owned their people so hard.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Holy fucking shit.
Anyway, so, yeah.
Do 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 do. Wow.
So between these 27 years, she was also involved in The Carters of Elm Street, where she played Mrs. Carrie Carter. These are all radio shows, by the way. The Carters of Elm Street. She played the lead role in that, Mrs. Carrie Carter. She was also on a soap opera, again, radio show, called Light of the World from 1940 to 1950 and The Lonely Women in 1942. All of which were either owned by NBC or CBS. So big time.
Big time.
Big, big time.
Big time. Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
And she plays Sophie Lennon. And I swear to God, her character is exactly this.
Really?
I swear to God.
Cool.
Yeah, so
I'll have
that's
to look it
really
up.
Fucking cool.
I love Jane Lynch, and I'm sorry I didn't know who
no, that's cool.
you were talking about, because she's in a bunch of my favorite movies, like...
The 40-Year-Old Virgin?
No.
I knew that wasn't going to be one of your favorites. I just had to say it because she's in it.
I meant, Best in Show. Have you ever seen
that? Oh, yes, because she's, like, very...
Oh, my God. She's a dog trainer. It's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after her run on Ma Perkins, she returned to the stage... where her heart belongs. She played in Fade Out, Fade In, which is a musical comedy, in 1964 through 65. She played in Miss Reardon Drinks a Little, which I think is a hilarious title. I know nothing about
it. I don't know anything about it, but I love it.
Miss Reardon Drinks a Little is what it's called.
I want to be in that play.
I know.
Like, I want to be in that play right now.
I know. That was in 1971, and up until 1 month before her death, she played Mrs. Bedwin in Oliver in her hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, when did she die? 1980?
No. Next line. She died, and you're fine. You called it.
I don't know why I heard 1981 in my head. I'm sorry.
71. I
71.
Said,
you said 71.
Yeah, I said 71 earlier, but... So she died February 9th, 1977, of cancer in Cincinnati, Ohio, at the age of 66 years old.
Aww.
Yeah. But she lived a pretty cool life up
yeah.
until then.
And she's Ohio born.
I know. I thought that was so cool.
Very cool.
And then last point here, she was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in 1988.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is the Radio Hall of Fame?
You know, I don't know, and their website's down, so I couldn't look
Oh, no,
up
that's
any-
sad.
I know. Where is the Radio Hall of Fame?
I just want to point out really quickly that White Claw Black Cherry, I hate cherry. I hate cherry with a passion. I don't like
that's
any.
That's exactly what I'm drinking.
But seriously, this is the best.
The bomb.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's
it reminds me of this lollipop that I loved when I was a little kid.
Yeah, it's
really fucking good.
It's super good.
But
was
yeah.
it the Spice Girl lollipops?
It could have been. I don't know.
Anyways, like the National Radio Hall of Fame is in Chicago.
We should go there sometime.
We should.
We should. We should go on road trips together all the time.
Why don't we?
We should.
We should go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and post from there. And we should go to the Women's Hall of Fame that we were talking about.
Post from there.
I mean, gosh, you guys.
We have a lot of things that we could do.
The possibilities are endless.
Oh, hey.
What?
Before we, like, continue on with, like, your Woman of the Month, I just want to put this out there for our listeners. Next month, not next month, 2 months from now, I will be getting married.
Yeah!
and it's
without a zip line, which without is a really... zip line,
but we've got some really cool shit going on. and then pizza. I'm going to be taking Vivian Vega to help me out with all this wedding stuff. So we're going to be bogged down.
Yes.
So what we're going to be doing for the month of May is we're going to be releasing the full episode of BOBWOCs.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And
yes.
For the second episode of the month, which literally comes out the day after I get married, we would like you guys to send us your mothers that you want to give a shout-out to.
Oh, yes, because it's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
I am a mother.
Yeah. Vivian Vega's a mother.
So if you want to send in your stories about me, that'd be great.
But we want to hear about, she doesn't have to be your mother.
She could be a mother that you know. She could be a mother that raised you but isn't really your ma. She could be your grandma. Yep. She could be your aunt.
She could be that next door neighbor that was always home when you were a latchkey kid and let you in and eat cookies. Doesn't matter. We want you to give us your shouts out to the women that raised you.
Yes.
Or that are doing an amazing job raising others. This will be our gift to you, and it can be your gift to them.
And I promise you, if you put in there you don't want us to cuss because some moms don't like it, we won't do that.
We'll try. I'm not making any. I mean, I'll try really, really,
slips,
really hard.
It slips out. It slips out.
It does. I will try extremely hard not to curse for your mom. I try really hard not to curse for my mom, so I'll just pretend that I'm talking to her the whole time.
There you go. My mom listens to this show. So she already knows
she's super cursing. She is. She absolutely is. But no, please. Send us. The deadline is going to probably be,
I would say, by next month. So probably by April.
Yeah.
Well, so we can compile something that won't sound like garbage.
Yes. We would like to compile something that doesn't sound like bullhickey.
And we'll post this stuff online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, remind you to do that. You know, and we'll post it on Instagram, and we'll post little things about our moms leading up to it, because our moms are
awesome. Our moms
are
pretty cute.
They're so good.
Your mom is so fucking cute sometimes.
Your mom is too. Oh my God. The thing that she said in the group chat.
my mom seriously thinks that I'm a movie star.
Oh my God.
And she thinks
so
that she'll
cute.
Find me on YouTube at any point in time.
Do you want to hear something real
Maybe
cute about my mom?
Maybe because the way she found out I did burlesque was on YouTube.
Oh dear. My mom wants to bedazzle her Electro Cult Circus shirt for one of our shows that she's coming to.
Your mom is so cute.
I hate it.
Nothing makes me happier than when your mom dressed to the nine in the 80s for your 80s show. It was so cute.
And
so
all of her friends.
All of her friends. She got all of her friends to do it,
all of them. Mm. They all came. And she's great. She's a great marketing person.
She is. She is. She is. do you want to go ahead and talk about your Woman of the Month?
I do. Okay, so
it's all cut out now.
She has already been talked about, but not by either one of us.
Oh.
She was talked about in our live episode.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I want to shout out finally to Angie Healy.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
She doesn't necessarily, like, I try to make them fit in with the person I'm doing, but I think that she deserves a shout out.
And No. She totally fits in.
And I could have waited until we did our comedy episode because we have some killer ones for that, but
oh, yeah.
There's plenty of awesome comedians that
absolutely.
We can talk about.
Yeah,
but right now I'm talking about Angie Healy, and Angie Healy is a real good friend of mine. She has the best clothing
I was gonna
I've
say,
ever
she has the
seen.
Best thrift store shirts I've ever fucking seen
I
in
mean,
my life.
And hats.
Hats.
I mean, she's insane. She has come with our band to several shows that, God love her, she didn't have to be at. She didn't. And she came along with Athena, who I talked about in the very first episode.
Mm-hmm.
They're dating unit. They're a dating unit, and they, God love them. They just are the best hugs.
You always talk about hugs.
Oh my God, I love them if I want them. And when I need them, they're there.
They are the sweetest couple, though. They, like, are, they would just do, I don't know.
They would.
Amazing.
They would literally do anything for you. But Angie, in every single picture that's ever been posted of her, her mouth is wide open. So open.
Because she's always smiling and laughing and just like...
Yelling.
Oh, I feel her on that so much.
Oh, my God. And she's just like, why am I always a monster? But she'll educate you on your period, too.
Oh,
she talks about her Diva Cup. Like, it is
it's so good.
The crowning jewel of all things that is. But she's just, I just love everything she's ever touched and that she's ever done. And she's a literal ball of light and joy, and I
will
also
say of Angie and Athena, both of them are the most supportive people you will meet. They are so supportive. They will tell you how to better yourself in a way that's not like demeaning, though.
Right.
They'll be like, these are honest to God tips.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we love our art. We do our art, and mm-hmm. we will like honestly tell you how to do your art better, not, you know, cut you down to make mm-hmm. you seem less than because they are intimidated, not, you know, like anything like that. They like,
they genuinely want you to succeed.
And when you go to their shows, they'll genuinely be happy that you're there.
Yes. And oh, that's another thing too. Angie is an outstanding hostess.
She is an amazing hostess. MC.
MC. She's host an amazing. With the most. Yeah, no,
she's absolutely,
I just love her. I love her so much. And that's my woman of the month that
inspires
me.
Also, she has an ass and hips like me.
She does. I don't have that.
I have all of that.
I don't have that
she
at all.
She has all of that. It's all very amazing.
No, I don't have that at all. That's all you. Yeah, so that's my woman of the month, Angie Healy, the magnificent MC, comedian, good hug giver.
Just amazing babe, by the way, too.
Oh, my God.
Super babe. Super babe.
Such a babe. Her teeth are so perfect. What the fuck?
Her teeth. She's got this great hair.
It's not. It doesn't make sense.
She's got this, like...
And her voice. I actually once interviewed her. I'm quick little thing. I interviewed her once when Casey used to do the talk show, Oddfellows Oddities. And he didn't come that night. He was sick or something. So I took over for him. And so I did the interviews that night. And I think this is the night. I could be completely wrong. Angie and Athena, please get back at me if it's not. But I'm fairly certain it's the night that they actually got together. I think I brought them together.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I totally brought them together.
Well, you had to have been there.
No, I wasn't there that night.
They said they got together at Bossy's. And that was because of that show.
Okay, but I saw... Angie's picture on Athena's like dating app, and I was like, that one.
Well, then
so oh my God, we brought you two together.
Oh my God, we brought you two together. Maybe they accidentally stumbled upon each other at the bar, and they were like, this is a sign. Either way, I interviewed her, and I told her that she had the voice for radio, but the face for TV. And she still uses that.
That's a really, really
good one. And I'm really proud of myself.
I think that's amazing.
Because it's 100% true, right?
It's 100% true. Also, really great tagline. Good job.
Listen, they fall out of my face.
That's, they just bleh.
I came up with a good one for myself the other day, too. What
really?
Did I say? I used to say that I was the glimmer in a glam rocker's codpiece, but I got rid of that one. Though I don't think I should have. I think it's really hilarious.
And it's pretty funny.
Bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep.
I still like the prettiest switchblade on the shelf.
I still use it.
I still think
Vivian
it's really...
Vega is the prettiest switchblade on the shelf. She will bring glam in a punky little package and leave you craving more leather and lace.
You're like, yeah.
I thought it was cute. But anyways, also you just use yeah.
And that, yeah.
I feel like we've been saying this a lot. I blame Casey for that.
I don't... Okay, well, I haven't hung out with Casey enough to be like... influenced by his yayas.
But you're influenced by my yayas.
Oh, I am influenced by your yayas.
Which is influenced by him, so therefore...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyways, Angie Healy, Virginia Payne.
Badass women.
Badass women. Sorry, mine's not technically a CEO, but she did create an empire.
She did. And so, you know what? That works, because she was a boss, and she did boss-ass things.
Oh, by the way, I will say, too, that the show, when it was canceled...
Oh, gotta get into her notes.
Hold on. Is it in here still? I didn't write it down.
Oh, no!
Ah, I didn't. Anyways, when the show... Oh, here it is. Last tip, if you can edit this in somehow.
I can.
After a 7,000-episode run that first aired August 14, 1933, ended November 26, 1960... people referred to that as the day radio died.
Oh.
Because that's the last of the radio shows.
That's so cool, though.
That was the last of the radio shows.
But now you have podcasts, guys.
And we're back.
We're back. Radio shows are back. We realized, like, actually, we don't need to see your fucking face.
No, please don't.
Please don't. I just want to, like, listen to you and not the people around me. That's
like going out in public, and you don't want to do it. Just sit at home with your headbuds on and just, like,
and it doesn't have to be, like, plus music sucks nowadays.
Oh, it does. I only listen to old shit.
Yeah.
Honestly, I
guess we're old. Us and our sparkling water.
I'm fine with it. I'm fucking fine with it. I'm planning her bachelorette party right now, and I'm like, do we want to just make candles?
Why don't we knit sweaters?
Oh, Jesus. But I'm 100% serious about the candles, y'all. And listen, if anybody that's gone to the bachelorette party is listening, let me know if you think that candles are a great idea. Anyways, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Smear lipstick.
And raise hell.
Okay, I'm going to get one more drink.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely should. I'm going to pause this and come down with you and get another drink myself.
Then we should get two.